702.
WhatsApp Profilwe.
On 072 702 1702.
It's a Sunday. You know what that means. It means we talk money, money, money. Most importantly, hanging on to it. And even more importantly, growing that money. Paul Rilliser is a certified financial planner. And as he does every Sunday, he brings us various topics to tackle, to deal with, to grapple with as we continue on our quest for financial freedom. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Rufili. Nice voice. I didn't realize that you had that other talent as well.
Well, you know, we try, but really, you just gotta fake it until you make it, right? don't do too much. Just a little teaser here and there. So this morning, Paul, we are talking pension plans, and the question that you're posing for us is, which pension plan should you choose, right? When you retire one day, you've got two basic options when choosing a pension. Just talk us through what is available to us and perhaps what you recommend.
Well, certainly it's probably one of the most important decisions financially that you're going to make. You know, the others along the way, buying houses, cars, and, you know, setting up for families. But when it comes to retirement, you've got this one decision to make, which is actually a decision that's going to affect the rest of your retirement. So it's a very important one, and I think you need to know all the facts around it. But there essentially are two types of pension. The one is called a life annuity, amongst other descriptions. Basically, it's a pension which you take your funds to a particular provider. They look at the amount, and they look at your life expectancy, and the actuaries work out a pension offering for you for the rest of your life. Now, that life annuity is certainly certain, you know, it's contracted, and it comes in all sorts of various shapes and forms, but essentially you are now assured of a pension for the rest of your life. The downside of it is that should you die along the way before your life expectancy is up, the amount of money goes to the service provider, and it goes into a pool and subsidizes all those other people on that same sort of pension that tend to live longer. So it's something to take into account. However, you can take certain guarantees on it.
Yes.
The longer you guarantee that pension for, the lower the pension will be. So again, it's one of those little formulas that, you know, if you are wanting, for example, a 10-year guarantee and you die in year 8, what you've got is a 2-year pension offering for beneficiaries left over. And that comes at a price, because your pension will be that much lower if you don't take the guarantee.
All right.
So you see, it becomes a very complicated. It needs a lot of attention and advice. You certainly want to bring in someone who knows more about it, you know, before you make that decision.
Okay. So that's the life annuity. Option two is the living annuity. Just unpack the pros, the cons there.
Well, certainly. A living annuity now belongs to you. You go to a service provider and you say, here's my funds. I'm going to elect where it goes to be invested. I choose a whole range of funds that the service provider might have. For example, I can invest it in cash right now, in a money market fund. I can go up to a balanced fund or an equity fund. I can move it along the way to all those unit trusts and investment offerings that the service provider has. The one advantage of it is that I keep it, and if I do die or pass on one day, my nominated beneficiaries still keep the pension. So I've got a legacy now that I can leave for my future beneficiaries. And also, once a year, you can make an election on your pension in terms of how much you would like to have. Mm-hmm. So you can actually vary it. The range is as little as 2.5% of the fund, and the maximum you can draw down is 17.5% of that fund.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pretty good and useful thing to have in your retirement plan, because you've got choice, you've got options. But the downside is that you've got to manage it. And if you are not aware of the fact that you're drawing more down from that particular fund than it's earning, for example, the returns might be 10%. And you're drawing, say, 12 or 15%, you must be fully aware that you're drawing more than it's earning, so you start to deplete that particular fund, and that's the big risk about a living annuity.
Yeah.
It has to be very, very carefully managed in that space.
And in terms of advising on, you know, you say you can choose annually how much you want to draw down. In terms of the kind of advice that you give your clients around changing that rate of between 2.5 and 17.5%, how do you advise people to just think around that? When is it necessary, or in your books, a good idea to increase that amount?
Well, it depends. One has to look at it holistically, if you will. You've got to look at all the other sources of income that you have in your retirement. And obviously, a combination of it would need to be considered. But when times are tough and yields are lower, the temptation now is to draw more from that fund. And what it tends to do is deplete the funds that much faster. So you need to look at ways of perhaps limiting the drawdown wherever you can so that you can build up your living annuity over time. Mm-hmm. That's the ideal space. And we advocate, you know, if you've got right now, for example, it's pretty easy because your interest rates are moving up quite fast and living annuities are the beneficiaries of that. So, you know, the last 75 basis points that you just had, will it directly affect your living annuity if you're in the money market space? So there again, you can start looking at what kind of funds to be in to take advantage of the yield so that you can try and get that extra growth over and above your returns.
Sure.
So it's got to be looked at holistically, and obviously it's horses for courses. And that, again, is one of the tricky parts of a living annuity compared to a life annuity, which is, you know, being handled by the service provider for the rest of your retirement.
Yeah. All right. So, Paul, which one do we choose?
Well, this is the big question. And again, it has to be done in a very holistic way. You know, you need to take all your aspects of your financial planning into account. But right now, with the interest rates moving upwards, you know, these are pretty useful advantage of perhaps having something in both camps, have a bit of a life annuity and a living annuity. A combination might be the ultimate. And what blend, you know, you're going to elect is going to be important. So let's have a look at that, you know, together with someone, again, who really understands, you know, how it will affect you. But you've got to take things into account and say, if you don't need a legacy, if you don't want, you know, you don't have dependents, and you expect yourself to live for a long, long time, more of it should perhaps go to a life annuity. Because, again, you take all that uncertainty away. You know, you're investing in certainty. And you can actually have these life annuities tagged on with inflation increases every year as well.
Mm.
So that could be a pretty useful thing to have in your combination. But, however, if you are looking to leave, you know, your retirement fund to your children, and your spouse, you know, you don't want to just kind of give it up if you pass. Then again, some of it should go towards the living annuity. And then again, you know, you can still keep control of it in terms of how much you want to draw down over years.
Yeah, sure. Very, very important and big decision to make. And I think one that obviously you need to make, as you say, you need to be sober-minded about it and realistic, sure, ultimately, about the quality of life you want to maintain after you retire. Very, very important. Paul, always a pleasure. And thanks so much for bringing us this important conversation.